EA Sports is holding Auburn football players in high regard. Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and it is happy Friday indeed. Finally, we are here. It is here. You can relax. You can breathe. Guys, we made it. It's Friday. War damn, it's Friday. But we like to nerd out on this show, as always, and this is no exception. EA Sports just dropped
this episode. Just us nerding. Yeah.
EA Sports has been dropping ratings left and right, but in particular, Auburn's very own Xavier Atkins, who I think is going to be the defensive leader in the locker room for this team, if not one of the leaders, along with Byron Brown and others on this team. But he is one of the top three ranked linebackers in the country, and they reference DMX, X going to give it to you. In regards to Xavier Atkins, I agree with that. Honestly, like it's not a shock at all. In my opinion, he's the best linebacker in the country based off what I've seen. I know that there's other more, you know, I guess deserving, if you will, depending on, you know, what school they're at and how big of an impact. But in regards to Xavier Atkins, dude has popped off, I think, more than people thought he would. I know he did for me. So it's really cool to see him get that honor. I know that it's not really means a lot to the fans in general, but for people that know that a lot of like these guys grew up playing these games, you know, back when they were a thing and they're kind of in their heyday. And then, you know, it's been kind of just like mute since then. And then about, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, they brought it back with College Football 25. We got 26 last year. 27 comes out literally, I think, in like a week or two. I think July 9th is when it drops. Yeah. As well as some other another game that I can talk about in a minute at the end because it's chef's kiss. But Xavier Atkins, top three linebacker in the game. Really cool to see that. It's great for the school, honestly. We talked about PR the other day, how Auburn's really taking advantage of the NIL era, and this is no exception to that. I know that, you know, this is it's probably for him personally, it's really cool to see that. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's a dream come true if you're a kid, and the fact he's given to live out his dream, I'm sure this is just a cherry on top among other things that are more important, obviously, in real life in regards to Auburn football and the program and being the focal leader on defense. But Graham, what are your thoughts?
Awesome. Love it. Coolest thing ever. Love Xavier Atkins. They ranked him as a 91 overall. The top linebacker, like I said, he's the third. The one and two linebackers are both 92s overall. I don't know why we couldn't give him 92. I think he's that good anyway.
Right.
But yeah, it's and ahead of him it's Ryan. I don't know. Some guy from Ole Miss. And then Rasheem Biles from Texas, who are both, like I said, 92 overalls. Then there's like 491 overalls, which is Xavier Atkins at three, Ralija Hardy from Indiana, Ben Roberts from Texas Tech, Austin Romaine from Texas Tech as well. And Drake Bowen, also 91 overall. So, yeah, like you said, great publicity for school. Get his name out there. Hopefully he has a phenomenal year like we are expecting him to. You know, I think both of us expect, like you said, kind of be that leader in the room, really take a step forward and be that guy, kind of taking – maybe filling in kind of like the role Keldrick kind of had last year or a guy like Kieron, you know, and be that guy. And so I'm super excited to see X play. I've really liked how much he's poured into Auburn, it feels like. I mean, like, you see his social media stuff. He's always talking about Auburn, posting pictures about Auburn, posting on other things about Auburn. I mean, you don't – you know – when Deuce Knight posted about Keldrick, I think, getting drafted or something, X was like, brother, you're not even on Auburn anymore. So, like, what are you talking about? So,
yeah, why are you doing this?
Yeah. So, I he seems to be like a pretty loyal guy once he finds his place. I don't think it was the right place for him at LSU. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gelled well with the coaches and staff and all that stuff. So, hopefully, I mean, it sounds like DJ, it could be his guy. And then, he has a good year, then he'll be heading over to the draft next year, which would be awesome to see a first-round pick with Xavier Atkins. So, like I said, hoping the best for him, hoping for a good season. And I think EA has done him right and giving him this accolade.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I mean, no one's more deserving than him, and I agree with you, kind of echo what you said with in regards to, like, you know, his presence as far as Auburn goes on the social media. He's very all in, very loyal to a T. I think there is no doubt about that, and he will literally die on that hill for Auburn any day. I have no doubt in my mind, and I think that'll reflect on Saturdays come when the season starts, and, you know, we'll see how he plays against Baylor in Atlanta opening weekend. So I'm excited. I'm ready for football season. This just adds fuel to the fire because with college football coming out literally on the 9th, I believe.
Oh, wow. That's soon.
It's, I know, right? It's literally like
2 weeks. 3 weeks.
No, literally. That's what it's so crazy. So I had to go back to my parents' place at the lake because Andy Bertram, shout out Andy Bertram. He got inducted to the Alabama Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. Big honor. And it was really cool to see him do that. Gave a really cool speech, gave honors to the late Rod Bramlett as well. And it was really cool to see that. But it was just, we were talking about how, like, you know, right before I left to come back to Birmingham, right, so you're going to be here next week for the 4th of July. I was like, good God, is it already the 4th of July? Like,
next Saturday, we'll come tomorrow. We'll be 4th of July.
I know, man. It's crazy. It's just like, you would think, like, I blinked and we're almost at the end of June. It feels like May just started yesterday.
Look, I don't want to wish my – I never wanted to wish my summer away, but my goodness, that means football is getting here closer and getting here sooner than we think. So,
yeah, that
– That Baylor game in Atlanta is going to hit, like, fresh air.
It is. It's going to hit like jumping into a fresh-made bed. It is. But it's so crazy because normally, like – and don't get me wrong, I love college football and football in general, NFL, you name it. But normally I get in the mood around – late July, August, mainly August, right, for football. But that seeing Jordan Hare filled out all the, like, sold out for the friendly between Argentina and Iceland. I know I've said it before, I'll say it again. It gave me the itch. I really wanted, I was like, dang, I am so ready for football season. I did not realize how bad, like, A-Day kind of gave me a taste. I was like, okay, you know, I'm satisfied. I can wait a couple more months. You know what I mean? Nope. When as soon as I turned on the TV to see, and like got pictures from friends that got to go to the game, the Argentina Iceland game or match. Sorry to all my soccer people out there. Friendly, if you will, if we're getting really technical about it. It was like just a packed house. I'm like, man, the fall can't get here any sooner. And I'm more of a winter person. I like, you know, I'm a big hoodie season person. Love me a good hoodie. You know what I mean? I'm not a fan of the Alabama heat at all. My parents got to go out west for a little, you know, early anniversary trip. And they were like, yeah, it was like, you know, 17% humidity. 50
degrees every day.
Yes, 70 degrees with a slight breeze. And I'm over here. I walk outside and the humidity is like a hot, wet blanket just breathing down your throat. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, no, you know, no thanks. Like, you ever seen SpongeBob?
Where it's actually,
like, you never seen SpongeBob?
Oh, I wasn't allowed to watch it growing up.
I'm about to age myself, but it's like he goes into, there's like this squirrel named Sandy who has,
I
like,
I love SpongeBob. Like, I just, yeah, couldn't watch it.
Like, walks into her, like, little, like, home, and it's dry, obviously, and he's a sponge, so he has to have water. You know what I mean? But he walks, he's like, Sandy, I need water. So it's just like, the heat here, just no thanks. I'm not a fan of it. But you know what else can help you combat the heat? Getting a short sleeve shirt or a lightweight hoodie from aveshirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there, like the Barn Hard shirt, the Iron FE shirt, if you know, you know, the Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We add new styles weekly. We're working feverishly to get the Social Hour shirt approved, but hopefully we will have it on there soon. But I've said it before, I will say it again. If you buy a shirt from aveshirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, Kyle, Zach, Daryl, whoever, all of the above on social media in regards to you buying a shirt or you're sporting it at home watching the game or you're at the game, for example, either the home opener against Southern Miss or in Atlanta for Baylor opening weekend or the SEC opener under the lights against Florida. You name it, you're wearing it. Please be sure to tag us. We'd love to shout you out on the show. Love to show you supporting you know, your AU shirts, gear. So it's I'm excited, man. I'm ready to see some people tag us, and we'd love to shout you out. I'm not even kidding when I say that. I know people say that and they never do it. I'm doubling down. I'm being dead serious. So please tag me, Graham of the Barn. We'd love to shout you out on the social hour. And yeah, again, get your shirts from aushirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn.
Also go to buyauburn.com, be who you say you are, do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a massive Auburn fan and you have your own business or company, then go to buyauburn.com today to get your business on the index so that Auburn fans all over the country can come to the index, look up all these types of industries and find your industry there that they can, and so they can come support you and use you whenever they need you. It's a great way to stay connected, great way to get some business, and a great way just to support the Auburn family. So if you're a customer or a business owner, go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do. It grows every single day, and it's not just one, it's not just two, it's not just three, it's not just four. It is a handful of local businesses that have Auburn ties being added to the index every single day. So if you know somebody that has Auburn ties, has a local business, this is for them. So please go to buyauburn.com when you do that. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show. Not only did EA Sports give Xavier Atkins the honor of the top three or one of the top three linebackers in the game, they also put out some other rankings for other players on the team. One of them, I wish, if you can't see the list, it is a handful of players. Notably, Xavier Atkins is a 91 overall. Really cool. We discussed that earlier. Byron Brown, 89 overall. Can we just go ahead and bump that up to a 90? Please just
give him 2 weeks in that first in season update. He'll be up there. Don't worry.
Yeah, I hope so, man. But like Jeremiah Cobb's in 88, Keyshawn Singleton's in 88, Bryson Washington's in 87, Rayshon Pleasant is in 85. That's really cool to see. And then you have some others as well. Malik Altry is in 82. Like it goes on and on.
Which is low key impressive for Malik Altry because I mean he's coming on to his sophomore season, right? They're like that's coming off of a freshman year. So I think one he'll go up because I do think he'll make a jump, but they're giving him his flowers already, being like, hey, we know you're a freshman last year, but like we think you're gonna be pretty good. But I see a lot of consistency with this. I mean, look, there's 5 82s, 6 82s, yeah, 5 82s. And then 83, 84, 84, 85. So like there's a lot of consistencies. I think it kind of shows that they expect us to be a pretty good team. I saw something like our offense, I think, was an 87 overall. But they did our defense so dirty, dude. They put our defense an 80 overall.
Okay. Well, that's insane. I know that – now, I will say, and it's going to contradict what was just said, but they did do their research this year in terms of, like, the players. I know not – especially the cover athletes. I mean, that's going to happen. And it was the same last year with Ryan Williams and Jeremiah Smith. But I did like how, there's a lot of consistency with the 82s like you were talking about. I do think Byron Brown needs to be at least a 90. I mean, I don't think an 89 overall player, based on their metrics, throws for 3,000 yards and rushes for 1,000. That's just me. But I don't know. I get that it's, I guess
he's a proven dude in the SEC to get that 90. Yeah.
My thing is too, like, I know this is not the end all be all in most people's eyes, but for him, it's just another fuel to the fire, just a little bit, more like a little spark. Yeah, he's going to be looking like that at the EA developers when they come visit because every year they come and visit the campus to see what's new so they can like implement it, take pictures, and put it in the game and everything. So that's how he's going to be looking at them when he's like, what do you mean I'm 89 overall? But that's still not terrible. That's still going to be fun to mess around with in the game. I plan on doing an Auburn Dynasty as I always do. And they always do, like, I always mess around with another school. Like, last year I did Georgia Tech. The year before that I did, who did I do? West Virginia, I want to say, or Jacksonville State. Can't remember. This year it's probably because they're adding them to the game because they're now Division I.
NDSU.
North Dakota State's going to be – I think that's going to be the very popular, dynasty team.
Oh, yeah. I'll be repping them for sure.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a lot of fun, man. I can't wait. The game, 25 was really great because there was a lot of hype around it. Felt arcadey, and then they kind of slowed it up a little bit with 26. Like the passing was better, but graphics were definitely better. But presentation was good. But they just like, I don't know. I like the arcadey feel because at the end of the day, it is a video game. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to like, I'm not trying to look
I like at the arcadey feel, but I want it to look good too.
Yeah, like it's going to look good, but I don't, you know, 25, it was like everyone had a speed boost. And because at the end of the day, in your mind, it's like, well, these are athletes. Yeah, they're going to be quick. The last year's game, it was like, you know, some players that should be quick are slow as Christmas. I was like, what are we doing here?
Remember,
like,
remember 25, release Quinshon Judkins.
Yes. That
cheat code.
I mean, like,
absolute cheat code.
When I tell you that, before the update came out, people would absolutely abuse me with the online. And I was like, you know what?
I was getting bullied.
I'm just going to use them now. I'm just going to use them now, see what happens. It was a lot of fun. And then they were like, hey, it's a cheat code. We're going to patch it. And
bro, his spin move was the like dirtiest thing you could, like you just couldn't stop it. It was insane.
Oh, dude, you would spin people and it would like, or like do a little like jab step juke and it would like jab step their heart out. I mean, like, they were like, what in the world? But yeah, it's I'm excited this year. They definitely are not pulling punches, and it particularly because there's one game that's coming out in November that, you know, everyone's trying to avoid the month of November to release their game. And luckily, you know, college football has to release around July because it just makes sense. No way they're going to put it midway through the year. But you know, it's all these developers are having to really actually try on their games, not just college football, but Madden as well looks really good. So I'm excited about that in the way that you can transition your, what's it called? Like your, not my career, but Road to Glory character from like, you know, you can play high school, college, and then like the implementation from, you know, college to the NFL is more realistic this year. From what I've seen, like last year, you know, you would be like a what, almost like a 90 something overall in college, and then you go to the NFL, you know, and you transfer that player from your files to Madden, and it's like, oh, you're in the NFL, you're a 68 overall. It's like, what? You know what I mean? So, and that, you know, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, if I work hard to do that, I can, you know, it's one of those things. If you're being realistic, you digress in overall as you get older in the NFL. That's just me, but I don't know. I'm not a developer, though. I host the Social Hour, so I don't know. But with that being said, it's going to be a fun year for college football. I think this, you know, the game, you know, is one thing, but the season, like we were saying, is right around the corner. I couldn't be more excited. I'm ready, beyond ready. I have friends that do what?
We're said we're about, wait. Yeah, we're about 2 months away. Almost.
Yeah, I think it's 65 days. I heard on the radio today while I was out and about.
The first like week zero games, and the Ireland game will be the end of August. So
yeah,
just about 2 months.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. And I know the game, you know, in the grand scheme of things, is like a tiny piece of the fandom, you know. But I think it means a lot to these players that they're, and obviously, you know, they sign, you know, papers and everything to get in the game. And, you know, if you're a kid, you've always dreamed about being in a movie or a game or something, you know, and this is kind of a dream come true for them. This is an opportunity. Yeah. I did see that, you know, I hate to talk about rivals on here, but Gunnar Stockton from Georgia is not in the game. He didn't sign his papers in time.
They just forgot to do him, and they'll be in a later update.
Yeah, which, I mean, I'm glad that he's, you know, getting the opportunity. It's one of those things where you think, like, oh, man, he missed the mark. It's like he missed the train. He's going to have to wait till next year. No, it's a simple, you know, once they start doing the updates and everything, they'll put him in the game. It'll be back to normal. But yeah. I'm curious to see what how they do the uniforms this year. Like, for Oregon, they always have a new uniform. I swear, every single update, it never failed. It was like a big, like, whenever, I don't know if anyone reads patch notes, but I'm a nerd, so I will. But it's like, I remember last year, every time there was a patch update for College Football 26, it was like Oregon uniforms, and they would like go, it was like four or five bullet points of different uniform scheme and combos. Mm-hmm. I'm like, my God, like they're really doing the research here. But yeah, it's I'm excited. I'm ready. And I hope everyone is too. Thank everyone for watching the Social Hour today, or listening, however you're, you know, whatever format you're on. If you like what you're listening to, what you're watching, please subscribe and follow The Barn on social media, YouTube, whatever podcast format you're on. Hit that plus, follow, like button, turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us. So you can listen to other shows like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast. We have Village Vice. We have the baseball show, the basketball show, Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Put out a really good episode yesterday. I want to say that was really good. So be sure to check that out as well. And don't forget to share with your friends. If you know of anybody that's looking for a good Auburn source, we are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn news, sports related. And yeah, other than that, I don't got anything else. You got anything?
That's it.
Cool. Well, everyone have a great rest of your Friday night. Have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday, 7 p.m. Whether you're listening or watching War Dam, we will see you next time.